So yeah, that was our sexual fetish song. You don't want to know what it's about, trust me. But
I don't even know what it's about.
No, you don't want to know what it's about. Anyway, so this next tune is one of the most meaningful groups of lyrics I've ever taken part of writing. This is a song written about a significant other having cancer, and the other significant other, their life changes, and that's what the song's about. That's actually the newest song we've written. It's only a couple weeks old there. So you folks got to work out the kinks with us. Thank you. So here's another brandy new one where we're going to work out some kinks with you folks.
Thinking I'm like a time bomb ticking.
So it was our last song, and this next tune is the title track of our EP coming out. It's a 4-song EP, and I guess I'll introduce all of us on the other side there when everyone gets a microphone. But a song called 100 Proof, and it's about living as good as you can.
This love of lies. You can tie me down, you can lock me up, but a man like me will never give up. I live my life. I just love it last. You can tie me down, you can lock me up, but a man like me will never give up. I live my life, I hold the truth. I live my life.
And that's that.
Thank you.
an abrupt end there. I think my processor there might be in the realm of dying. Right up here, though, Psychic Dog with Good Hello off Big and Lonely.
Drove all night to get away, to nowhere.
You got another thing coming right there. Right there, we were listening to Slim Jim and the Mad Cows. You got another thing coming. Carissa Johnson with Ink off her album For Now, and Psychic Dog with Good Hello off their new album Big and Lonely, and something hot and fresh from Drab off their forthcoming CD, Why Don't Women Like Me? And that song was called I Wanna Die. Welcome. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I'm here with you until midnight. It's just about 11:30, and I have High End here in the studio, in the on-air studio, as opposed to Studio D, from where they were just performing, which is pretty fantastic. As I was just saying, usually I make everybody go around and say who they are and what they do in the band and any other sort of background information you would care to share with us. So I don't know if you would like to start, or shall we start? Who wants to go first?
I'll start.
Okay.
My name's Kurt Florzak, and I am one of the guitar players in the High End.
My name's Johnny Carlovalli. I am the lyrical genius.
Bruno Giordano, I think I'm a guitar player. No, I'm not. I know. I am the guitar player. I was going to say something
you
funny
play guitar?
About being a genius, but that just doesn't, that, nah, that's not going to work.
Totally works. It's the radio.
I thought you were the drummer.
No, that the funny thing I strap around my neck is a guitar. It's not just a pendant. So I play in the High End. I also play in a band called the Swindlers, Boston Swindlers, with the guys on my right. So
The usual suspects.
Yeah. So
thank you.
My name is Scott Sugarman. I thought I was a guitar player, but apparently I'm the drummer because
Bruno
is a guitar player. Yeah, I just learn something every day.
Well, the way you saw out of tune.
It was you and the grand piano in there, wasn't it?
That was me. That was me. I also play in the Swindlers with Bruno and the gentleman to my right. And hopefully soon, I was part of an open mic jam band at Johnny D's, and we're moving to be announced, but it is still happening. Johnny D's is closing. The band is called Dr. Grint and the Medical Marijuana Band. So it's not political. It's
you can't
just
say
old
that.
R&B covers. That's all it is.
I wonder why you can't make rehearsals.
You can't say bands. That.
It's just a name.
Doctors?
It's just a name. He's not a doctor.
Dr. Weed.
That's his legal name.
Or his illegal name.
Yeah, he tones it down for the public.
And hey guys, I'm Anthony Giordano, and I am definitely the bass player.
Christ, I thought you were the singer.
No, I can't confused. Do anything.
It's not a lute.
But, so that's what I do. And as I as these guys have said, I am in the Swindlers with Scott and Bruno, who is my brother as well.
Two brothers, two bands.
There we
Look
go.
At that.
I think we might be one of the few doing that.
That's weird.
It is.
Is that even exist in history anywhere?
It's a family thing.
I'll have to Google it.
I can only think of
you play
Siri.
Well together.
Siri, are there other brothers and two
Boom.
Bands? I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, gentlemen. So yes. How I know how two of you met. I would imagine growing up together is how you met. But
he
for
was
the
always
rest,
there.
You, oh, just
he's
always
older,
there.
So he's
how'd
always
that
there.
Happen? I mean, what are you doing here?
He's
my
there,
house.
Right.
For the rest of you, how did you all come together? How did this? I mean, was it some sort of like accidental alchemy or? Did you hunt each other down? That sounds very threatening. I don't mean it necessarily in a threatening way. It could have been threatening, but...
I was a bounty hunter.
I can answer that one.
There you go.
Well, a couple years ago, didn't happen a couple years ago, but the JP Music Fest. There's a fundraiser that happens every year. Rick Berlin thought of it, a battle of the bar bands, and what it is... The only rule is you have to work for your bar, and then you can have a bunch of other people play with you, and you represent your bar, and you have three songs, and you battle it out, and you have a bar band. So one year, I worked for the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, and I recruited Bruno to play guitar with me one year, and we lost on a coin flip. So this year...
It's like a caucus.
Yeah, this... very political.
It's a heartbreaker.
This year, I decided to really bring in the ringers, which were these guys. And we, fortunately, we won this time. And
which was weird, man, because, I mean, I had no
That was the furthest thing from my mind. Seriously. Anthony, I remember when we got done playing and Anthony and I are hanging out by the bar and Anthony's like, he's like, oh God, I hope we're going to win. Because they're like announcing it. And I'm like, dude, forget about it, man. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, just forget it.
I was giving candies to the
judges. You're bribing them.
I handed out full-size Snickers bars, you know?
It was the Judas Priest cover we did. Yeah. That's really what did
it. That sealed the deal.
Yeah, I bribed the judges too, but I was hoping for second place because that was a case of beer.
Well, but we won.
The year before when Bruno and I we won a case of Fernet, which was actually, I was pretty happy.
Well, I haven't seen it. I don't even know what to do with that.
I kept both bottles for myself. I think TJ drank one.
Darn TJ, I'll find him.
Anyway, so where was I going with this? So the winner gets to play the JP Music Fest, but the thing is the JP Music Fest is you have to play all originals, and we played three covers, and we weren't a real band. Technically, I know Kurt and I had talked about doing some...
But we had played together,
too. Yeah, we had played together years ago in a band. We talked about doing like a pub rock type of thing, you know, the punk rock kind of cover thing with these guys, and...
Yeah, and Kurt and I had played together.
Bruno and I played in a band called Majestic 12 for like a year, and then played one show and split up.
Yeah. lawyers, let me say. Ruin everything.
So basically, we had to write 20 minutes worth of material to play this festival, and we just kind of put our heads together pretty quick and came up with five songs that we each had some type of thing going around in our heads to put it together, which was, I found, amazing with these group of guys because... He has an idea, I have an idea, Bruno has an idea, Scott has an idea, Anthony has an idea, and you just put it together and no one says it's bad.
But usually it doesn't work.
Right. At least the first time.
No, but I mean, in most situations it doesn't work. This is a good group, it really is. It's we all, none of us hate each other, you know, yet.
Yeah.
No, but there's a good thing. It's a really fun band to play in.
Yeah. And it's almost accidental in a way. It's, I mean, sort of hand-picked, but at the same time, for the purpose of playing this bar show, without even the idea that it would go any further than that, and playing, you know,
right.
Quarter covers or whatever it was.
So thank you, Rick Berlin, Seamus Moynihan, and the rest of the folks at the JP Music Fest. Thank you for giving the world a band maybe you may not like.
after we won the event, I turned to either Johnny or Kurt. I said, I guess we're a real band now. It was kind of like that event.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Now we got to write music, so I guess we're going to be a real band. We're not just a one-nighter.
Well, and then you guys got together, and you figured, well, we'll see whether or not we can write 20 minutes worth of a set together, and then it just happened.
Yeah, it came pretty quick.
Which that's the kind of thing. Yeah. Rarely do you talk to musicians who are like, oh yeah, we get together, and then it just sort of happened like that, especially when you have more than one. I mean, if you have one writer or like a couple of writers that are used to working together, that's one thing, but you guys...
We have three, right? And previous to this, we worked together a little bit together.
Yeah,
you guys worked a little bit together. But to have, you know, it's kind of like three cooks in the kitchen. You're not sure that's going to work, and it works out pretty well.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's because we don't have any egos anymore. We're just too old. We've lost it.
Speak for yourself, man. My head's this big, man.
And there is almost a generation between us.
What?
Almost.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, my God. Sure. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
Scott. Oh.
Scott's the baby.
Yeah. I'm the little one, which is weird because everyone else in my life, I'm the old one.
But it's nice to have a realm in which you're the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, in my day, she had to climb up five flights of stairs to the studio to play.
In that regard, though, this for me is kind of stepping out of my comfort zone in a very good way, because I'm used to projects where there's one songwriter, and these are the songs, and maybe you have an idea that works, but ultimately it's their song. These songs, I feel like even the stuff we recorded, it's just always, it's always growing, it's always changing. Like when we rehearse, we record everything, and we'll usually record a song two or three different times over, and it's changing every time that we record it.
And that's a huge leap.
Yeah, it comes from everyone's ideas, primarily the three guys to my left, but it's a great project to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, and to feel comfortable stepping out of that zone where, you know, where you go, you show up, you play what you're supposed to play, you go home, that's the end of it, but to have the expectation that you're going to be your full-fledged baby member.
Says the guy driving the whole bus over there, by the way.
Now, are you guys, where can we see you live and in the flesh, apart from here? our next space.
Our next show is down in Providence. Where are you playing, Johnny?
Parlor. Great little place on Main Street.
Yeah.
We're with The Worried, Dennis Kelly's great rock and roll band, and Moto.
Moto, yeah.
Oh,
classic
very cool.
Moto.
Yeah, yeah.
March 19th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're also working... Sorry.
We instantly get plugged in with the classic bands. Yeah, we haven't done anything. It's great.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
But it's perfect. I mean, your reputations precede you.
Thank you.
So, and you're coming out with live recordings of your originals. Is that right? Is that coming?
We have a studio recording.
Yeah, we have a studio record. We have four song EP, which, again, we wrote for the Music Fest, and even... a couple of weeks later, we were in the studio doing them, and they were kind of... I was still writing lyrics as we were recording them. Yeah. I mean, I went into vocal track day with not a whole song completely written. I just kind of winged some parts.
It's a good way to work, though, where you'd say, this is when we're going to record, and then you just just do it. You know, rather than like, well, we're not ready, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, let's just... We're going to go do where we are now, you know?
Yeah. Because otherwise it can easily stretch into, you know, four or 5 years.
And now we have a whole album's worth of stuff. So now we're like, we need to get back in there again.
We have a whole album's worth of stuff, and we've been a band for like 6 months. Is that right? That's a lot for a short amount of time.
Right? Yeah. So June? Started practicing in May, maybe? May.
Well, the Bar Wars was in June. That was in June?
June.
Yeah, first week of June.
Okay, it's been a little longer than I thought.
But there have been some breaks and stuff,
too. I mean, that is a lot. I was thinking this was maybe a year and a half ago, not half a year ago.
We're all also in other bands, too, which preoccupies some time. You know, it takes away from this to some degree.
You guys have worked really fast for just, you know, X months together as opposed to X years together.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I mean, in some constellations you've worked together, but this is the first time with the five of you together in this way.
Well, the chemistry is definitely good.
Yeah, and you know, the fact is that I think we collected all the years of musical history here, and we're probably in the 275 year range. We've all been doing this for
classics.
There's a
lot
of influence too. Between the five of us, it really does run the gamut. I mean, so it's good. It might not sound like it in there, but it really does. I feel like it comes out.
Well, I think, you know, I think it does come out, and I think it's interesting a lot for me, especially now when I hear bands that really sound, have a really full sound and a fleshed out sound. You talk to them, and every single member has a different, like their top 10 are all completely different and would not sit on the same stage together comfortably, which is kind of... I think that's kind of cool. And it comes out in everyone's individual playing style and writing style. And
totally.
And you are high end, HI.
The high end, yep.
END.
Yep.
And you can find them easily on Facebook. For now, Facebook is the best way to be in touch with you, to find you, to find out what you are doing and when people can download your work.
Yes.
And purchase your work.
It is not a drug reference either.
No.
No. We are not high.
Despite the reference to...
Speak for yourself. I play with Dr. Weed.
Dr. Weed. Scott's high.
But he doesn't exhale.
That's the trick.
That is a trick. That's some circular breathing right there. That is a beautiful thing. Shall I play some music? We come back, we chat a little bit more?
Sure.
You want to hang a little bit?
All right.
Cool.
I love hanging.
All right, beautiful. Let me see about right here. Let me see whether or not technology still hates me, because I think it might a little bit. But I don't hate you. Yeah. right there, a little taster teaser. Joe Kowalski's latest project there. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but it's spelled Z-R-G-A. And that particular song piece is called 88. You feeling good? We're feeling real good in the studio right now after that. We're all feeling very positive. Now, y'all, we're gonna tell me a little bit about other stuff you have going on. I understand you are all busy men. You all have other projects that sometimes pull you away from this sort of wunderkind of a band that's only been around for, 6 to 8 months? And you already have an album that's ready to come out. You guys are already playing shows out and about, which is something that I think is enviable for a lot of people. But do you have things you'd like to share with the people out there?
I've been playing guitar with Greg Allen's Fringe Religion for like the past 3 years as well, and we've done quite a few shows in town. Some really great shows. Greg's a great guy, and it's a really fun band to play in. We are actually playing on the same day that the High End are playing, March 19th, but we're doing a afternoon show at the Midway.
Oh, you're doing double duty.
I'm doubling up that day, yeah. But we're going to be back here, I think, 2 Wednesdays before that.
Oh, cool.
I think the first Wednesday in March.
Yeah.
Doing what we just did in the studio there. So we're going to do a live show here, too.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Yeah. I think that's Phil who'll get to hang out with you that night.
Is that right?
Okay. I think so. Yeah, we trade off.
Cool.
Just so no one gets all of the fun. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
I've got a ton of things I do.
I'm excited to hear all about it.
I also play. I play rhythm guitar in a band called the Skeleton Beats. It's a female fronted, rock and roll punk rock band. We have a couple of pretty good ones coming up. Sunday, May 1st, in Providence at Firehouse 13 with Michael Graves from the Misfits.
Really?
And then on Saturday, May 14th. At Kodo, Salem has this great little rock and roll scene going on right now. Sky Harley Sutherland's kind of putting some good shows together. We are with, I forgot my glasses in the car, the Drax, Diablo Gatto, and Salem Wolves.
Oh, that's a huge show.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good one. And then I've got something coming up May 7th at my club, the Midway Cafe. My rhythm and blues band's doing a big reunion for DJ Easy Ed, who has a show here. It's his 10-year anniversary, so he's putting together a big rockabilly show. And we used to be relatively popular back about 6 or 7, 8 years ago. So it's been a while since we played together. And I also play upright bass with a rockabilly country girl, and her name is Leah. The name of the band is the Jaywalkers. And her gig is, I want to say, April 9th in Newton at Terry O'Reilly's. So
your mind is like a computer.
Damn,
it would have to be with
I had to write him down.
He's holding a phone.
How do you have time to do anything, man?
Upright bass is easy. I don't really have to do much.
I'm sure it's easy.
I just have to, you just stand next to it. It sells itself. I don't know how to play it.
Behold the bass.
But and then we have our show, which I'm very excited about, because it's my hometown. I'm from Rhode Island, so I get to go bring my new band to my hometown, and I'm excited for that. So hopefully I get some old idiot friends to come on out and throw beer at me. Bruno.
It's kind of their job.
So speaking for the Swindlers, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Colin Dwyer. He's the fourth member of the Swindlers. And I hope he's listening, because he's as much part of that band as anybody. But the big thing for us is we have a full-length LP, CD, that we're going to be getting. Once we get a little bit of artwork worked out, a little production work, that'll be coming out.
Cool.
So, yeah, we've been together 2.5 years, I want to say. It was one of these funny how things work out, right? So we were together a month. And Kurt calls me and says, hey, you want to do a show on July 5th? And it's like, sure, we got to write some music. It's kind of the same thing happens all the time.
Yeah.
He seems to follow me. So we did that. And so you get Kurt and Greg Allen we owe them, because they put that first milestone that made us get our stuff together, and make us really focus and have to write and put together a set. So it was just fun.
They lit that fire under you.
Yeah. And so we go by the Swindlers, but if you search theswindlers.com, I don't think you find us. I think you have to go to bostonswindlers.com, and that takes us to, that takes you to Facebook, and we've got our first 5 songs up there. You can get them. I think they're hosted at Bandcamp, so you can give them a listen, but we'll have 5 more, so we'll have 10 song CD coming out. Much like a little bit different angle than what we're doing, a little bit more dirty Rosendale based rock and roll, because Anthony and I are from Rosendale.
Yeah.
Colin's from Dorchester. We don't know this guy over here. Scott's from the Burbs. So it's definitely got, we're definitely kind of channeling that old dirty Boston rock and roll sound thing.
Very nice. You guys work quickly in all things.
If you don't hit it hard and you don't hit it quick, it loses the excitement. It loses kind of that thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Being in a band 2 or 3 years to get, you know, like your first EP out or something is challenging.
Yeah.
You know, you start to lose like
the takes the wind out of the sails, man.
It's like, yeah. It's like, is this girl ever going to kiss me?
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I mean, we've been dating 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you guys definitely have the fire in the way that you perform together. So it's not, it's a nice dichotomy, because you guys play so well together and hang so well together, but at the same time you do have that sort of that fire, that, you know,
right,
excitement. I love that word, excitement. Exactly. So what if I overuse it?
It's an exciting word.
It is.
Very excited.
Makes me feel excited.
CIT, excited.
Yes. right. So High End, check them out. You will want to go see them on the 19th of March.
Come on out. Support local music.
And thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Thank you so
much. No, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Had a blast.
Thanks for coming and hanging. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. I guess I'll play us out with, let's do something a little bit more firebrandy. This is Doug McDonald Band. We were lucky enough to have him in the studio a short time ago. And this particular song that I wanted to play for you is called Chelsea by the Sea. So let's go.
There was a murder last night at Chelsea by the sea. They found a face down, now they're looking for me to take.